Mr. Rick had a different frequency. ACHG.
Are you hearing me okay? I think I'm on the north TL tone.
You're about 90% in, so you're holding the repeater system.
Rick, you're on the... I gotta remember to switch my phone back. I got two frequencies programmed now. One when I travel north, the other one south. So I'm picking up off of Drake's remote TL tone.
You're on the wrong receiver there, Rick. You're on the one that's at Munson, not the north.
Okay, I'm going to fix that right now.
Ironically, that one's worse.
Sounds good. I'm going to be back in here in just a minute there, Jim, so give me about 5 minutes. Thank you, Mitch.
Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf. Yeah, Drake, I've got a question for you on your work over the weekend on 8-6, so we'll listen for it in a minute, couple. ACATG.
KI7 QMB Mobile, now currently on the 1-9. Is that better?
Oh, Mr. Rick, you routed Norwood, your salad into the 1-9 now, or into the system.
Yeah, I switched over to the 1-9. It's a lot better connection at this point. And all my Verizon stuff just came back up.
Hey, well, glad you know where you are and know where you're going. I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, if I have to, I can go to Map and Compass. So. I'm not too worried, but I like to have the GPS on when I'm driving, just for turn reference. How far is that upcoming turn, so that I can get in the right lane and prepare, or whatever. That's really I run it all the time, so but that's why I run it. I know where I'm at, but it's nice to have that quick reference to, oh, I got 2 miles on my turn.
Hey, did I ever tell you a Marine story about Loran, my story about Loran C?
I don't think so, and if you did, I've totally forgotten. So I had to install a LORAN system way back in the day when GPS wasn't around. I'd love to hear your story.
Well, this one's kind of strange. I was actually navigating a boat up a river, and that's actually when I needed real accurate positions. Well, I drove under some high-tension distribution lines, and it totally wiped out my Loran C signal for about a half a mile while I was driving up this river. So I was up the river without navigation, whatever.
KI7QMD, back with you. I forgot where I was. Yeah, oh, I know. Yeah, you had to pick up one satellite to get the timing going, and then that would start to give you some relative data to be looking for the other satellites. It was an interesting system back then.
Yeah, no, it wasn't just the timing, but if your GPS lost its, what they call the ephemeris data, which where all the other satellites are supposed to be, it took, like you said, 10 or 15 minutes to download that data.
Yep, things have changed, boy. Changed a lot. New GPSs are a lot faster, so. Oh, boy. Well, I'm getting close to Charlevoix. It was good talking to you, and I bet you Drake's about ready to come back in with some information for you. So I'm going to let you guys go. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for confirming that all services in the country weren't down, because that's what I usually worry about when my cell phone data goes. And you guys have a great day. KI7QMD, I'm going to sign out. Have a good day.
Have a wonderful day. ACATG, best monitoring.
Hey, Verizon is still completely dead in Traverse City. The only thing I got is FirstNet. Any DMH mobile.
Hey, good morning, Drake. I paused there. I was hoping someone would jump in about information from Down Detector on why it's red on all the major cities.
Well, it's probably DNS. It's probably not, Bill. It's not probably. It probably is. It likely is DNS. I think that's what it was last time.
Yeah, it's a major spike in detections in the last 20, 30, half hour, I'll say. You know, it's now almost off the chart.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that I did dual SIM, because I'd have nothing right now. But yeah, I'm not going to be able to get any phone calls from my Verizon. Like, I have zero signal. There's usually when I've seen Verizon go down, like, I still see signal, but nothing happens. This is, like, completely dead, bud. There's nothing.
Well, as Rick alluded to, I'm glad it's not cell site specific. Then it means it's a system-wide thing, so they'll be on it real quick.
From what I understand, this has been like this for at least a few hours now. So I certainly hope that they're looking for a solution.
Can I get back to my question on the 146.86? I know you were working over the weekend. I just am curious, what did you find was not causes? I always like to know the troubleshooting methodology.
Well, we know what the cause is not, and it's not the receiver itself on the repeater. We did establish that. As far as where the noise is coming from, still haven't figured that out yet. We did a lot more than just figuring out what the noise problem was on Sunday. We replaced the box that was running the L-Star node with a newer box that's not running Debian Buster. It might even been on Bookworm. It was something ancient.
so we updated it to Trixie. So that's going, but we put another filter can, like a full bandpass filter can with a pretty high Q on the received side, to see if that would help out a little bit. And so far, from what I've gathered, it's not making a huge difference. So I think we're going to have to explore some other options. At this point, we're just throwing stuff and seeing what sticks. So it doesn't really hurt to try that, I guess.
Okay, like I said, I'm always curious about the thought methodology about trying to troubleshoot things like that. Because, you know, it's usually so specific to one location or one system, but every once in a while, you know, what you find in one system I can apply in the future to the problems like that.
Right. I wanted to put that bandpass filter on the transmit side, or on the combined side, to kind of filter out what's making it into the cans in general. But the can that I brought up there wasn't quite, well, we can adjust the Q by adjusting the, whatever you call those, I don't even know what the technical term is for the things, but you can rotate, it's like set insertion loss on the top, you can rotate it left to right, and it adjusts the, that's where the actual connection points are into the can. And if you adjust them left to right, it changes the Q and how much loss there is, insertion loss. And I had it set wide enough to where we would have about 3 dB of loss on transmit and receive. And then when I had that hooked up, we were getting like 58 watts out. And I was like, well, that's not acceptable. So filter has to go on the receive side. Not exactly what I wanted to do, but we'll see. So far, what I've gathered is that whenever the transmitter of 86 is active is when the noise gets real bad. But sometimes when the transmitter is active, it doesn't get bad. So it's a very intermittent problem, but the problem is only there when the 86 transmitter is active. And it's not an internal duplex or desense problem. It's something external causing it.
Well, I'm glad you're figuring it out because, you know, my understanding on band pass and, you know, the difference between high pass, low pass, reject, and band pass, band reject and band filtering is beyond my knowledge.
Once you, like, visualize everything on a spec-in or a tracking gen, it all starts making sense. You just gotta have, the visual aid is really what hits it home for a lot of people.
Probably true. Okay, well, I'll let you drive in relative peace. ACADG, 73.
Hey, no problem, Mr. Jim. Let's see, am I gonna be able to turn left on the 4 mile? At the roundabout, or are people blocking the roundabout because they're stupid? Let's see here. Wow, let's see. Nobody's blocking the roundabout. That is a shocker to me. All right, Mr. Jim. We'll catch you later. And eat your eight holes.
And good morning, Mr. Wright, from KCADSU in 54 degree weather here in the north end of Elk Lake.
I hate to burst your bubble, but I got 62.
Good. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. I'll take it. Yeah, well, my sensor's now in front of the, sun. So there we go. Yeah. So, you and Joe, I meant to ask yesterday, how'd you guys do up there? status quo or a little bit ahead or a little bit far behind, or did you guys just throw everything in the air and said we're done?
Well, we did our software fixes and we put another filter on and we're just kind of praying. We know for sure it's not the repeater. We tried a separate receiver and the problem is still there. Now we're back on the original Quantar receiver with that filter can, and that filter can doesn't seem to be making a huge difference, but it's only been up there for a few days, so I guess we're just going to see how it does for the next week or two and see if we can come up with another solution that might work.
Yeah, I know. It stinks because, you know, there's good days and bad days. We could tell when Jim, the signal's so staticky that Jim can't make it in from over in Northport. I mean, we can hear him, but sometimes there's so much static on there, it's unbelievable. And I honestly think we still have some even closer to in-town problems as well, like Tony out there at out there by PGO area. I'm surprised he's so noisy getting in.
Well, it really depends on topography and what they're using. I don't really know what Tony's using. I know what Kevin's using. I'm pretty sure Kevin's just using a portable. So that would kind of explain his noise issues. As far as Tony's concerned, I don't know what he's got going there. I don't know if he's on a portable. I think he's probably on a portable. Which, if you're not using an external antenna, or you're using an external antenna with very low gain, especially in an area that's kind of low and it's got a lot of trees around it, I wouldn't expect full quieting.
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest, we've never had that issue out there. I mean, I've been out there with portables, you know, when we were out at scout camp and never had a problem. Everybody said we're coming in good. So, yeah, that just kind of surprises me a little bit there, too.
Well, another thing that can add to it is this repeater is much higher power than the ASU one. It's over double the power. Which actually, since it's since it's really only there when our transmit frequency is active, of course, when you put more power in it, it's going to make that worse. The option of turning the power down is there. The issue with is the way that the PA is designed. If you turn the power down, it actually is harder on the PA. It'll actually cause it to fail sooner. Because of the way that something in the way that they reduce the power output, I think they're just literally just changing a voltage, which the final transistors are not super thrilled about. So it's better to run those repeaters at full tilt all the time. So it's not, it's an option, but not really. But that's not the cause of the problem, which is why we're not really doing it. Like whenever I look at that duplexer, it's got excellent isolation internally, but it also doesn't help that we've got other high-power services blasting down our throat. The closest one wasn't really the culprit, so now we gotta... Really, the best thing we can do is... We really gotta sit up there for, like, a whole day and just start trying to notch certain things, which is kind of hard to do when you got to build a filter for each, you know, situation. It's not really a super wideband adjustable filter for what we were trying to do, so it makes this process difficult.
Yeah. No, we didn't even have the ASU back in the day. We had that Motorola back in the day before they put the ASU in and all that. That was back when I was first in ham radio, and that thing worked good, you know. But, no, I understand, dude. I understand. It's just, you know, it does affect a lot of people at times, you know. Oh, well. upon life. So what are you off to today since you're, sounds like you're mobiling?
I'm headed back to Petoskey. I just watched the sheriff cruiser just go straight into the curb. That was hilarious. Anyway. Oh, shoot, what was I going to say? I forget. Oh! The whole, you know, 86 isn't really working. The thing that really frustrates me the most is whenever 86 is down, nobody does anything. Nobody goes to a different channel. Nobody does anything. They're just like, oh, the repeater's gone. Can't talk to anybody. That's probably the most frustrating thing because there are so many other repeaters around that work and cover generally the same area, and nobody uses them. They're there for a reason. And I mean Simplex too. Like nobody goes over to Simplex. Like a couple times that 86 have gone down, I wouldn't hear anybody anywhere else. And then, like, that's not a really great sign because, like, let's say we have a lot of infrastructure go down and 86 goes down, those systems are up. Nobody switches to anything else. It's just, oh, we can't communicate. We don't have an 86 repeater.
Oh, I know. It's like right now Verizon's having issues. I talked to a couple people who are having issues because Verizon's having an issue. So there's people like, oh, my phone's doing this and doing this. And, yeah, Verizon's having an issue. So they're probably doing some upgrades all around the east side of the U.S. and all the towers are having issues. I heard two people say that today, and it's like, yeah, that happens. And, you know, it's like people don't know what our frequencies there are. They just want one repeater to talk on. That's why, you know, I've got ham and I've got my GMRS, but there's only one GMRS up here active right now. So, you know, it's one of those things.
WAPC.
There's like four GMRS repeaters. The one at Munson, I think there's one at HDR, and then there's another one I discovered yesterday on 50, but I'm not quite sure where that's at. It's not Cadillac. It's something else. And it doesn't have a PL on it, which is the smartest move in the world, but oh well.
Radio station, come ahead, please. I think that was you, Mike. You got walked on.
Yeah, if you weren't walking on me, Drake was walking on me. Oh, boy. And by the time I get in here, I got a sign clear because I'm taking Mon to the doctor's. The old repeater was a Motorola MTR 2000, and you would laugh to see what the setup was. I laughed when I saw it. Tune stubs, maybe a half a dozen adapters, you know, PL259, SO238, end connectors to PL259, and it's strung out about a foot. Drake, you could turn the power down to like 80 watts. It's a Quintar, right? 120 watt full tilt.
Yeah, it's 125. From what I've read on a wiki from a guy that actually repairs these things, is that any amount of power that you turn the thing down, it significantly reduces the life of the PA.
Okay, well, the repeater that I started working on and I got so frustrated with these guys down here, is a Quintar, and they turned it down to 100. But it does have a low power setting. I thought, well, and it goes down to 25. And as a joke, we were going to try that. Anyways, I got to jump out. Good luck on trying to figure out your problem, Drake. And nice to talk to you. Sorry, Toby, I got to go. Pulling in the doctor's office right now.
Sounds good there, Mike. Yeah, it was the old MSR 2000, and Joe still has that. I think it's in the barn. The whole cabinet's kind of, it's still there, everything is still in the cabinet, but I don't think all of the pieces are in it still. But it's still alive, I think. I don't know, we haven't plugged it in. I don't think it's been plugged in over 10 years, so. But it still lives, it's still around, and probably could still be put back into service if we really wanted to, but not necessary. So anyway. Toby, I'm going to jump out of here too, because my boss is calling me. I need to get
KCFSG73.
Someone out there.
Vehicle here in a minute. Be careful.
And then mobile monitoring.
ACAC, 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 ACAC. can see what's ID and then that. AZT is
Mike Juliet Monte.
WATPC.
If you have an OLD, Bernie, please. Calling, this is KV7OLD. Guys, see if this radio works. KVCMNQ. Doing pretty good. How about yourself, over? Well, I'm doing all right. Earlier, we couldn't even get this radio to work for some reason or other. Maybe it's because we had problems with the power and everything else. So this is Mama's new radio, and I've just been going nuts trying to figure it out for an hour. I do understand that. Sometimes the information is really not useful. You're a little bit overmodulated, but I can read you. Okay, we'll back off on the microphone a little bit. Well, it's the HD. I had a long side to hit over there. We backed it off a little bit. What kind of HD? So this is the 5RM that we just bought. We bought two of them, the Bopay. So we're still trying to figure out how to put some frequencies on the computer, and we got a problem with that, so we're going to ask somebody tonight about it. Okay, you were kind of broken up on that one. Is the mouse thing? Yes, it's a 5RM. Go on YouTube. There's a lot of good instructions. Videos on that, on how to set them up, get them operating correctly. Yeah, I stepped over here by the door because I'm down here in Lewis, and we got the mile receiver, and that's only like about 7.5 miles from me. But we're in the modular home, we got a lot of batteries. Okay. You're pretty broken up. You must have moved or something or somehow, but you're pretty broken up. stepped out here in the backyard. He hit the repeater door. I guess I can't make it. Can you
Peter, and thank you for being there, WAKSC.
What's up to Joe?
I'm being a kid taxi.
Well, somebody's got to. 73 degrees above the AC aren't keeping them comfortable.
Nah, I got the windows down. What'd you say, Louie? There's poop on our windshield? What do you mean? Oh, bird poop. Oh, I see it. Yeah, that happened.
Well, it sounds like you and Drake got your work cut out for you. You guys need to spend a day at the tower site, it sounds like.
Well, we just did. And, I mean, it helped a little bit, but there's still something else that's funny.
Yeah, there's still some issues. I mean, you know, I listened to Tony in the morning today, and he's so staticky. Even people on HTs right in TC are having issues.
Yeah, I think we cut the noise down with the last filter that we put in, but the problem that I think we ran into is that it's introducing like almost 3 dB a loss. So it's weakening what it can hear. So. Yeah, I don't know. Getting down to the end of the bucket with ideas.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea either. I just can't figure all that out. You guys are lucky you've got the knowledge to know me as being the bomb of Torchlight, knowing me.
Yeah, well, you're at a good spot to help us pass, so that's always good. But, yeah, I've been toying with the idea of trying an entirely different set of duplexes just to see what happens, but that's a pretty major thing.
You know, I don't think it's duplexers. I would say try a different repeater. Let's start with that. We've got the backup 86. Let's throw it on there and see if we have the same issues. You know, see if it could be the repeater itself.
Well, we did that a few months back, and it wasn't bad.
You're on the north receiver. What are you doing?
I don't know. Being silly.
Oh, are you in trouble, Joe? He's going to wire up your car. He's going to take all that wire and wire it up for you. Wrap it up in wire. No drink, he'll get you.
He usually does. I forgot I put that tone on this channel. Whoops. Give me a second, Toby. Get 18.
I was going to say, I was like, you are way, way too noisy to be in town on the Munson machine. So, that was funny. Well, yeah, the only other idea I have is we find a filter that's wide enough with a low enough amount of loss that we're not throwing 90% of our power out the window and put it on the outside of the on the antenna side of the duplexer and pray. And if that doesn't fix it, I don't know.
I do have that other set of cans that are in that cabinet that are tuned for 2.6 right now. You could probably retune those.
I really don't think it's a duplexer problem because every time we look at them on the tracking generator, they look great. So, I mean, unless there's something wrong with them under power, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. If we've got some weird reaction going on. I don't know. Hey, I got to jump out and drop off kids, but I'll let you guys take it. I will be back in a little bit. Get it here.
Even him changing the PLs, He sounded staticky. Okay, Joe, have fun. Hope you get rid of your sinus infection. Drake, how was your day?
It was fine. And also, he didn't switch. It still showed him being on the north one, so he didn't switch to PL. But, anyway, uneventful. We're hopefully going to roll over to the new door access program at Emmett tomorrow, and after that we should be done, knock on wood.
Oh man, doing those gotta be horrible. I just said, we had the manual enter the code and turn the knob routine, and I just had to have them come out and fix one of the locks, because every time you flip it, it's supposed to unlock it. Well, you can't flip it, so I had to come out lubricated again. Oh, what fun.
Yeah, I don't have that. But anyway. But, you know, the good thing is tomorrow is Friday, and then it's the weekend, and it's supposed to be nice, except for Friday evening, it's supposed to be rainy and sad, and whatever, but the weekend's supposed to make up for that, so I think we'll get some, I think I might work on the car over the weekend and whatnot, so.
Lucky you have to do our MDA drives and our cleanup days for 3 hours, but I got to get stuff in, so I got to clean up the back of the estate to get everything I want in the back, but we'll see how that all works out. If the weather stays cooperative, it'll dry out hopefully on Saturday so I can get it down there.
There you go. That would be good. So. Oh, man. Well, I was up at Emmett. I was working on a couple things while I was waiting for the other contract to do some stuff. Ended up breaking my VPN at home. I lost access to it, and I couldn't do any backdoor stuff to get into my home router, so that means I did a pretty good job on the firewall. I mean, my network is secure and nobody is coming into my stuff.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. Well, I didn't know my chief was going to be at the office today, so I had to go down there and I had a few things I had to change around and do and get a rescue wash for the MDA drive, so, yeah, that's what I did. Not much in one of the storm chasers in Kansas right now, so that's what I'm doing.
Oh, there you go. Fun stuff. I'm just rolling into the Eastport here, making my way south.
Okay, I'll put the bridge in up mode for you so you can't get around.
No, I'm gonna just say I did that thing. I'm pointing right over it. I'm gonna find a way out.
Yeah, calling the bike. Well, I jumped over a bridge. He'll go, how bad's the car? And how much is your bank account have in it?
Oh, no,
Drake, you didn't read the fine print of it. Anything that happens that is not due to happening in the factory, like jumping a bridge or jumping over something, that's on you.
I deny any responsibility.
That's okay. Well, Central Dispatch just lost one of their fine tech guys up there, Nicholas, today.
Yeah, I knew about it a while ago. I'm pretty good buddies with him, so he kind of told me before the general public knew.
Well, I know Nick well, too. I wonder how long he'd be there. He probably got enough. He probably's there long enough, so his pension's probably invested. So he's got a good retirement package there.
I started 9 years ago, back in like 2017, something like that, so he's been there for a while.
I was surprised. I thought he'd probably retire there, but oh well, he wants to go on to bigger, different things. You know, he kind of gets bored doing the same thing over and over and over and over, so now he's on to something else.
Well, the good thing about doing the same thing over and over and over again is you get really good at it.
Trust me, I know the feeling at the fire department. When somebody goes, hey, Toby, you've got this problem, where's the, you know, it's like some of our little helmet lights. Well, how do you get this open? I said, come here. See those two wrenches on that magnet in my mailbox? That's what you need. Oh, that's how we open. Yep, why do you think they're sitting there in my mailbox?
Oh, there you go. All right, Toby, I'm going to let you go here. I'm going to turn up some music. Roll the windows down because it's nice and... You can't get any people.
Watch out going by the park or the roadside park. You can't tell what could come flying across your windshield. No, I'm just kidding you. Have a good one and enjoy your day. KCADSU.
Okay. W8RPM on the 1-1.
W8DCHCM2.
Hopefully nice afternoon. Even if it is 48 degrees.
Well, we have 76 here in Lewiston, she can go ahead.
Where are you again?
You're right, I'm sorry, my wife was talking.
Okay, I'm sorry, I still didn't pull that out, but 76 degrees, you must be quite a ways south. It's 47 degrees in Mackinac.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're down here in Lewiston, just east of Gaylord and Grayling.
Oh, yeah. Very familiar. I got friends on Big Wolf Lake. Who's also a ham, who pops in here pretty regularly, by the way, but I believe he's out of town at the moment. Drake, you threw your call out and then you went away.
Yes, Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec. Kilo Charlie 8, started in my Quebec in Wolf Lake, probably 2.5 miles from me, go ahead.
Trying to drag my feet here. Yeah, very good. Well, I'm kind of familiar with the neighborhood over there. Around God. So, I go, I make the trek from here over to Freddy's once or twice a month.
Well, we make that trip about once a week, depending on what they got going all the time. It's their meats and their pop and a couple of other things. But yeah, Freddy's is a well-known. And then right now for the weekend, I think their gas is 360-something until Sunday.
It's probably 379 in Gaylord, I would guess. I haven't been by there in a while. It was 419 in the UP. It's 413 in Mattah City. So... I do not know what about the about the other towns. Don't know about Petoskey. Don't know about Indian River. Don't know about Wolverine. But just from a shopping the specials trip, you know, it's definitely worth going once or twice a month.
Yeah, there you go. Well, right now
I'm
ordering we got a Shriners meeting tonight, and I'm down here in Mile, and I'm getting coffee going and whatever else. Normally we sell pasties down here on Saturdays, and we get people from over the bridge driving all the way down here just to get some pasties and take them back home.
Oh, you gotta really be buying in quantity or have some specific reason for that. Justify the mileage and the gas, but I occasionally, well, about once a month, I have to go to Alpena. So when I find myself going to Alpena, I'm almost always stopping at Freddy's on the way to or from. Greg, you owe me one.
Yeah, we get them as they come down through. Some of these people will call, tell them they're going down to Florida or down to state. They'll ask for 25, 30 of them as they come through. And vice versa, when they come back from down south, they'll call somebody up here and we'll have them ready for them if they're coming through on a Saturday. If they don't make it on a Saturday, we can always come up to tell us what day they are. And, we'll just pick them up as they come through. We'll come down and open up the door. Kilo, Charlie 8, Charlie, Mike, Quebec.
CMQ. Okay. I'll try to remember that. So you said you're in Mayo. I'm assuming you're on the 6.7.
I'm on the 700 right now with the connection.
Okay. All right, very good. I have a planned stop coming up very shortly, so I'll let you run. If Drake pops back in, tell him I did answer him, but he's got a better offer. See you later, W8RPM.
Hey, okay. Well, it's nice talking to you. And you have a good one. Their name's John. I forgot to do that. Juliet asked the Hotel November. Hello, Charlie 8, call my queen. KCHCUC. KCHCUC. KCHCUC.
KCHCUC.
Alright, there you are. I just want to make sure that this one was over on you and you sound alright.
Okay. Okay. Talk to you in a bit. Bye. KC, see you soon.
Hey, KC, it's Jim Jim.
KABCW. Kilo Echo 2, India Hotel Papa monitoring.
KFAGTW. 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 KFAGTW, I think I got it fixed. KFAGTW, clear for the night.